Avengers Endgame. Now listen, none of us have seen it.
There we will are be not no spoiling spoilers. Anything.
No spoilers.
And don't you dare, but friends, I've got family loved ones, members don't who you have... dare say anything to us about it.
I'm trying to think. No. So Evelyn and I haven't seen it. The other people in our family have.
Okay. Are they
family.
Being decent about it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've all just said, goodness. I mean, it was a lot of what I've heard from them is what I've heard from others. Very satisfying. And my son typically, knows a lot about superheroes.
Yeah.
And all my kids do, it seems like. But he knows especially a lot. And he said, he has a high standard a lot of times. He said, it was very satisfying. And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. And wow, did they get a turnout?
Goodness gracious, yes. You ever think there's not...
I had told you last week, 900 million projection, and I even thought, I must be wrong. That can't be opening weekend.
Yeah, we were like, well, yeah, maybe run of the movie or whatever, because I've heard, like, you know, movies that do really well do $1 billion.
Right.
For the whole run.
For the whole run.
Even internationally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this in one weekend.
In one weekend?
So here's my...
1.2, right?
1.2 billion with a B dollars in one weekend.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Crazy. Okay, so here's my thing. This movie is 3 hours, 12 minutes.
Right.
Okay. So I hesitate to go to movies and theaters that are that long because, hello, I need...
Potty break.
Potty breaks.
Lord of the Rings prepared me for this.
Oh,
I am so ready.
Guess what I found?
Right, there's an app for that.
There's an app for that. I am not even
that
kidding.
That tells you...
Yes. This, okay.
When to go.
It tells you when to go. It's because it says that it will, like, they screen the movies and then you use this app and it tells you when... You can go, like, what are missable times and recommended times. And then when you get back, it gives you a brief synopsis of what happened while you were gone.
That's such an awesome
app. So can you
app.
Share, like, how far into it are you supposed to?
How far into it you're supposed
into
to
into the
have
movie.
No,
I was
no, I haven't
if it,
downloaded
if it told you. Okay.
The app. And I
gotcha.
Think you have to, like, say how far you are. But it's
sure. Yeah.
It's called runp.com.
I can tell you, in terms of length, my wife said, she said, it doesn't seem like it's 3 hours. She said, and in fact, there was kind of... family agreement that it was like they said there was no scene. She said she wished the fighting, she said, which apparently there's not for a superhero movie of 3 hours. It said there's not that much, really, but she, you know, as she said, she would have still shortened that, but that's right. About it.
So, I like the fight.
Yeah, I know you do. And the guys, right? I understand the guys.
That's probably coming from the guy perspective.
But right,
too.
Exactly. But
okay. So the coolest fight I ever saw on it was a Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Dean and I went to the drive-in to see it. And we were there sitting, like, we'd sit behind the minivan with the tailgate up, you know? And we're there watching it, and a storm was rolling in. Mm. And right during the big climactic fight scene, there was actually, like, thunder and lightning going on
really?
Around us. It was the coolest thing ever.
I remember going to a Transformers movie at the drive-in up in Shatek. And I swear there was a fight scene in this Transformers movie that lasted half an hour. Like,
yeah, I think that's probably we were in. That was
just
the same movie.
Sensory
yeah.
overload.
It just, yeah, add a thunderstorm to that. It was the coolest thing ever.
Nice.
Hard. You can't guarantee that for folks, but if you can accomplish that.
A verdict has been handed down. The case of the century, friends, and we find this could be bigger than OJ.
Wow. What is it?
A man in Connecticut has spent the last 13 months of his life to prove his innocence.
Oh,
he spent his own money as well to prove in a court of law that he was accused falsely.
Is it murder? Is it thievery?
Distracted driving.
Oh.
He was ticketed $300. I'm pretty sure he spent a lot more than that after 13 months in court. $300 for distracted driving after a police officer in Connecticut said you were talking on your cell phone. He was eating a hash brown from McDonald's.
Seriously.
That's what he contended. A judge found Jason Stieber not guilty on Friday, bringing an end to what the defendant's attorney called, quote, the case of the century. Back on April 11th, year of our Lord 2018, Stieber was pulled over by a Westport, Connecticut police officer, Sean Wan, who testified that he saw Stieber moving his lips as he held an object resembling
he was
a cell phone to his face while driving. Stieber's lawyer countered by saying those lip movements were, in fact, consistent with chewing. The McDonald's hash brown his client had purchased at a Mickey D's immediately before he was pulled over.
Oh, my.
Mr. Stieber also made a Freedom of Information Act request to acquire records showing that the police officer in question was actually on the 15th hour of a 16-hour double shift. My goodness.
Mm.
Oy.
That is a crazy long shift.
That
thank you, men and women of our police departments who work like that. But anyway, so he pulled those records and said, you know what? Maybe his judgment was a little clouded. Maybe he thought it was an iPhone, but it was more an iHash Brown.
You know, I have to say, at the end of a 16-hour shift, I typically was fairly cranky. So maybe he was just feeling a little cranky.
The judge on Friday concluded the state did not bring forth enough evidence to show that Stieber was indeed on his phone while driving. And I'm pretty sure McDonald's should give him free hash browns for life.
I have to say, okay, so this guy spent a lot more than $300, you know, on his legal defense. But I applaud him because...
You want to prove your innocence.
Well, and he set a precedent for the rest of us. I'm going to eat hash browns without fear now.
You never know. You never... that is
crazy.
That's
how the legal system works.
That is funny. Funny story.
Well, you might not think these two jive together. An 83-year-old and a 27-year-old worldwide famous pop star.
Okay.
Give us that one more time.
An 83-year-old and a 27-year-old world famous pop star.
Yeah.
And yet, in this story from goodnewsnetwork.org, they do actually come together, and it's pretty beautiful. 27-year-old Lewis, I think I'm saying his name right, Lewis Tomlinson. He's one of the former members of the boy band One Direction. I think everybody's heard of One Direction.
A few years ago, right? They were
And it's crazy to think that this dude's 27 years old. It's making me feel older. But he was one of the members of One Direction, and he and a widower, an 83-year-old former taxi driver named Richard, first started talking to each other not too long ago after realizing they both have experienced grief recently. Huh. Richard, the 83-year-old former taxi driver, is mourning the death of his wife of 60 years. A recent widower, as she died of Alzheimer's complications just a couple years ago. Lewis Tomlinson similarly has been coping with the death of his mother. She lost her battle with leukemia. He also recently lost his sister to a suspected heart attack. So... Tomlinson, again, the 27-year-old former member of One Direction, got to meet Richard at his home in Yorkshire for the first time last month, and the young musician was just delighted to hear that Richard, this 83-year-old, has always been a passionate singer.
Huh.
So they get to talking, and Richard mentions that he'd made a list of things to accomplish with his wife before she died, but didn't get to finish again because he lost her. So this 27-year-old, who probably has a bit in the way of resources, says, you know what? Let's tackle this bucket list for you, and let's do it together.
Huh.
So you have a 27-year-old, an 83-year-old, a world-famous pop star, and a cabbie. They've gone on a roller coaster, flown together in a helicopter, got tattoos, drove race cars, sang on a stage together for a packed stadium.
That's awesome!
If that isn't touching enough, Lewis Tomlinson then used footage from their adventures to make a music video for his song Two of Us, which he wrote for his mother who'd recently passed.
That's terrific.
Richard is a classic example of a fearless man who, in light of tragedy, still pushes himself to live with as much laughter and happiness as possible. Sometimes maybe instead of each generation criticizing the others, maybe the generations need to come together a little bit more often.
Absolutely. That's great stuff. That could be like a movie or a documentary or something easily.
I'm going to watch this video and probably cry now.
All right. So adults were asked, what life's little pleasure is your favorite? We got a few of them here. Peace and quiet.
Number one.
Oh, yeah. Top.
Everyone who has toddlers probably is just like, love them, but, you know, just a
toddlers,
little respite.
Teenagers, too.
How about a dog, a barking dog?
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
Peace and quiet, any phase of
life. Can't put
a
price tag on that.
Absolutely. Number two, going for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really nice.
Yes. I saw a study that said you don't really appreciate going for a walk until you turn 27.
Mm.
I mean, my children love the outdoors, but I think it's later on maybe going with that peace and quiet, too, where it's, this is great.
As you approach 32 in less than a month, you appreciate a walk more?
I do, yes, both for the caloric benefits as well as
it's more necessary.
Else.
Trust me, the older you get.
Going along with that, getting out in the fresh air is life's little pleasure. A lot of people reported they like that one.
As we approach summer, a stroll on the beach.
Sounds nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of birds. You know what? There was a bird yesterday morning that was just like going nuts, and it was wonderful outside my window, and it just made me so happy.
I really think the older you get, the more you appreciate birds.
Yes, I agree.
And I'm just sitting here saying, what about the birds that have been trying to, like, we have some wood, like, on the exterior of our windows that's rotting a little bit, and so a bird is actively trying to, like, knock it apart. I haven't appreciated that bird quite as much.
No, I'm going to be one of those crazy bird women.
Go for one of those walks. Yeah.
Fresh bed sheets. My Giza dream sheets.
There you go.
I do love fresh bed sheets.
Dwayne Wade, the NBA player who played at Marquette, you know what? You get him. He said he likes fresh sheets every night. Now, if you're an NBA star.
Oprah does, too.
Every
night. Oprah loves crisp sheets. I'm like,
Wow.
Wow. Must be nice.
They can afford to pay somebody to have
them. Exactly.
I love fresh bed sheets. That's why it's a treat, because you don't get them every night.
Yeah, yeah, well, if you can afford it. What else? We got a clear and starry night. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Northern hugs lights. From children and grandchildren. I do love that.
Hug on your kids, right?
Absolutely.
Seeing friends, life's little pleasure. Mm-hmm. I have to say, sometimes as an adult, having excuses not to go out and do anything is equally pleasurable, but that didn't make the list.
Yeah.
There you go. How about laughing so much your belly aches? I mean, it's one thing to laugh, but just to be with those folks who can just help you really get that healthy belly ache laugh out there.
Completely agree. Sleeping in. Amen.
Wow. Yeah. In morning radio, that just doesn't happen too often. The sounds of rain.
Yep. Beautiful. There's just something
gonna
about
get that today.
That's calming. Listening to a favorite song.
Absolutely. We hope to help you with that.
You can
here.
Get both
Hello.
Today. You can have the sounds of rain pitter-pattering on your house or your car.
You can get so many of these things from us. Laughing so much your belly aches, listening to favorite song. Just
hopefully.
Tune in.
And we're giving you virtual hugs, too.
My first and foremost top one, a hot cup of coffee in the morning.
Mm.
Life's little pleasures.
Totally life's.
Many of them.
Huge pleasures. Yes. Embrace them.
Sounds. I just know when you don't get it, then it's.
Dude, I got to be honest with
you. Life isn't as pleasurable for everyone else until you get it.
I got up yesterday morning and went to the cupboard. I had run out of coffee.
Oh, how does that happen?
I thought I had 3 extra bags downstairs in the pantry. Didn't.
Gone.
Was out of coffee. Didn't know what to. I went back to bed.
Just why
like,
get it?
What are you doing? I'm like, I'm out of coffee. He's like, what? I said, yeah, I'm out of coffee. He's like, so now what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to lay in bed, I guess.
Like the old Nintendos, you just keep hitting reset on the day.
It's awful. So bad.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.